The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First Madness in March went down on Saturday at Rutter Showcase. The contest aired live on the Hot 100 FM Facebook page. First time we did that, in fact, where it was all happening on Facebook Live. This morning, we congratulate once again Tom Bowes and Kent Benson. Tom scored that beautiful LG French door refrigerator, and Kent won the brand new king-size Serta mattress. Saturday's prizes were worth a combined total of more than $7,000. A big thanks to all qualifiers, and also a big thanks to Guy and Charles and the crew at Rutter Showcase for the awesome prizes. And again, congrats to Tom, congrats to Kent. More chances to win big are always right around the corner here at Hot 100 FM. Stay tuned to find out when your next chance to win big will be. Now, the pandemic in numbers. Last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 1,897, which is an increase of 61 cases, or about 3% since Friday. The new cases reported over the weekend include those marked as probable, bringing Blaine County's case count to 492, Twin Falls County to 156, Kajah County to 12, Jerome County to 46, Lincoln County to 22, Gooding County to 9, and Minidoka County to 10 cases. Statewide, counties with evidence of community spread include Blaine, Twin Falls, Jerome, Ada, Canyon, and Kootenai. There have so far been 56 COVID-19-related deaths in the state. 169 COVID-positive patients have been hospitalized. Of those 169, 71 of them have required admissions to the ICU. The good news, though, is that the spread of the virus has slowed drastically over the last couple of weeks, and so far, 986 Idahoans have recovered from a COVID-19 diagnosis. Governor Brad Little's stay-home order expires on Friday this week, at which point Idaho will move into the first of four stages in reopening the state. In the first stage, vulnerable Idahoans should continue to self-quarantine. Gatherings, both of public and private in nature, should continue to be avoided. Non-essential travel should continue to be minimized. Employers should continue encouraging telework whenever possible, with employees returning to work in phases if sanitization and social distancing measures can be met in the office. Visits to senior living facilities, jails, and correctional facilities remain prohibited, and bars, nightclubs, restaurant dining rooms, indoor gyms and recreation facilities, hair salons, and large venues will remain closed as well. Daycares, organized youth activities and camps, and places of worship may reopen if they adhere to strict physical distancing and sanitization protocol. Stage 2 will come about on May 16th and will allow for restaurant dining rooms, indoor gyms, recreational facilities, and hair salons to open if they're able to meet business protocols. These businesses should start developing plans to reopen now that include protocol for the business to follow social distancing, sanitization guidelines, yada, yada, yada. Now, if there's no significant increase in cases and all criteria is met, Idaho will enter stage 2 of reopening on May 16th, stage 3 on May 30th, stage 4 on June 13th, and then finally, the state should be completely reopened by June 26th. Not that I'm counting or anything, but today marks the 33rd day since the stay-home order took effect. You going crazy? I'm going a little crazy. If you're still waiting for your stimulus tax relief payment, you can check the status of it online at irs.gov/coronavirus. I also have that linked under the Brock of the Morning links at hot100now.com. A quick reminder for parents with children entering kindergarten in the Twin Falls School District this fall, you'll need to submit your children's paperwork and enrollment online this year if you haven't done so already. You can do so by visiting tfsd.org or by clicking the link under the Brock of the Morning links at hot100now.com. As of this morning, we have no knowledge of any Southern Idaho school districts attempting to reopen before the end of the school year. That may change for some districts, and if we hear of any reopening plans, we'll let you know. But as far as right now, everybody remains closed until the fall semester. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. You can send that info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page or email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com. And again, we here at Hot 100 FM have partnered with a ton of area businesses to provide a microphone and a stage for graduation congratulations this year. If you want to congratulate the grads in your life, call the graduation hotline, 208-968-1968. That's 208-968-1968. Or record your message of congrats with your smartphone's voice recorder app and email it to graduation@hot100now.com. All graduation messages will air throughout the month of May on Hot 100 FM and are totally free to leave. Again, 208-968-1968 to record yours today. Those messages will start airing this Friday on Hot 100 FM.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.